live from Titans training camp. Very happy to be out here for day number two. It's a beautiful day at St. Thomas Sports Park. There is a lot going on. Practice getting ready to conclude here in the next 10 minutes or so. And we'll be joined by linebacker Rashawn Evans, going to sit down with us here live at St. Thomas Sports Park, presented by our friends at Two Rivers Ford. Powered by Ford, driven by people, is where you can find the great people at Two Rivers Ford out in Mount Juliet. 615-737-1045 is how you get in on the conversation. 615-737-1045. I want to talk to people. I want to talk, and I want people to talk to us about who they are looking to see take major steps during this training camp. We've talked about players, you know, in the last couple of days who have opportunities in front of them, but guys who have something to prove this year. Anthony Firkser is somebody who has something to prove in this training camp, to prove that he can be worthy of the Titans tight end one, basically starting position. T.R. Tartt is going to need to prove that he's worthy of being somebody who can replace Daquan Jones in the middle of that defense as an undrafted rookie free agent. There's plenty of guys like that who have opportunities that need to prove that they can perform in those moments. But what about guys who we kind of know what they are, known commodities? Guys like Rashawn Evans, who will sit down with us here in just a second, in a contract year, the fifth-year option being declined on his contract, and putting him in a position where we saw guys in his draft class at the same position get paid a year ago. Lucas, if we have the Greg Cosell audio talking about Rashawn Evans, because we did the install, the new podcast with me and Greg Cosell. This week's episode, by the way, drop in your feeds on Friday, so make sure you subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is you get your podcast. But me and Greg were talking about Darius Leonard and Fred Warner, the Indianapolis Colts and 49ers linebackers, respectively, guys who were in the same draft class as Rashawn Evans being a higher pick in that draft class at a similar position as an inside linebacker. And so we were going over the headlines with Greg last week, and I kind of made the comment, maybe unfairly on my point, that, well, you know, Titans fans would be overjoyed if they could see the same kind of production and ability from Rashawn Evans as they do see from Darius Leonard and Fred Warner across the league. And this is what Cosell had to say that kind of clarified how we should be looking at Rashawn Evans compared to those other dudes.
Well, he's used differently. And again, this is how coaches choose to use him. You have to remember, Rashawn Evans went to Alabama as a pass rusher.
Yes.
And he made the transition to linebacker. So when he played at Alabama, you saw the athletic ability. It jumped off the film. But he was used as a pass rusher by Alabama. And they do that with a lot of linebackers that they feel can rush the quarterback. So he came to Tennessee, and yes, in their base defense, he's a stacked backer. But as you know, Buck, when they go to their sub fronts, particularly dime, and we'll see if they continue to do that, but when they play dime under Dean Pease, Evans was essentially used as a pass rusher, which is not really the way Warner and Leonard are used. Now, will they blitz on occasion? Of course, every linebacker blitzes on occasion. But Evans has predominantly been used as a pass rusher in the sub-dime defense. So he is used much differently. So you're not really comparing apples to apples when you look at Evans. Now, you can make the point that Evans is not an impactful dominant player as of this point in his career, but I don't think the comparison is strictly a fair one.
Greg Cosell on last week's episode of The Install, we're going through the comparisons of Rashawn Evans, Fred Warner, and Darius Leonard, inside linebackers coming out of the same draft class, two guys who have just been paid, where Rashawn Evans sits here not without a contract at this point. Rashawn Evans scheduled to join the show, by the way, coming up next. So we'll ask Rashawn what kind of steps that he's looking to take, step measures that he has put into place, with that understanding that his future with his team is not a certainty. I think that Rashawn Evans is one of the most capable players in this defense, but one, it comes down to how much he's able to evolve and grow over the course of his time here in Tennessee, and two, how often is he being used in as advantageous a position as humanly possible, right? This is a player who Cosell pointed out was recruited, and we've known this has always been the conversation about Rashawn Evans. He was recruited to Alabama as a pass rusher, as an edge rusher. And he's not, I wouldn't say terribly new at this point in his career to the position of inside linebacker, but he's still growing in that way. So we'll get into that with Rashawn Evans. But first, we'll take your call, 615-737-1045. Darrington is up first. He wants to weigh in on players with something to prove out here at Titans training camp. What's up, Darrington?
What's up, Mr. Buck? How are we doing today?
Man, we're living fine out here at Titans training camp.
Is it the flamingo? Is it the breeze with the flamingo going? Is that what it is?
Listen, look good, play good, talk good, Darrington. That's how we do this thing.
Ooh, you sound like Coach Sanders to me, Coach Prime. Okay. So my thing is, okay, so you said players are you looking for. Now, I want to relate this into a question as well for you. And a lot of people, they call in, I don't think they think about your standing, so I don't want you to be in a position to where it's jeopardizing your relationship with Coach Vrabel. But to me, my player to watch is Coach Vrabel. Is he the Peyton Manning of coaches, where he's good at regular season? Because to me, he comes off with his demeanor as we're doing everything the Patriot way. I feel like I get that Bill Belichick mentality, but he has not won anything yet. And I don't want to hear nothing about you won a division, or that does not mean anything. What are you going to do beyond that? Are you getting the best potential out of the players that you are in control of? So he's the one that I'm watching. So do you, from a personal, when you interview, when you sit down, do you get the vibe that, because he does not give us much information, does he deserve that? Has he won enough to be in that position to be able to speak the way he does?
You know, I think that's fair criticism. All he's done, though, Darrington, and thank you for the call, 615-737-1045. We're going to go to commercial break here in just a second because it sounds like the huddle has been broken and the defensive players are starting to trot off the field. We'll be joined by Rashawn Evans coming up now. So, Darrington, what I'll say to you is all he's done is win since he's been here. But we'll get into that with Rashawn Evans coming up next. He's jogging over. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. Back here at Titans training camp, live from St. Thomas Sports Park. Now, we've been sheltered. We've been out of the heat. But the man who joins us now at the table has been out there grinding these past 2 days, I'm sure all offseason long. He is Rashawn Evans, Titans inside linebacker, kind enough to sit down with us. Big dog, it is good to see you in person for once. Hey, Greg, if we can make sure that Rashawn is unmuted, let's make sure his microphone's up so we can get him going today and hear from.
Yes, sir.
There he is. Yeah, we love to see it. All right. So, yeah, I mean, so you are, I guess you are accustomed to the heat. We were talking about this before we got to the air. You have come from Alabama. You have been in this grind before. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new to you. But, I mean, what is the mentality coming into a training camp every year? Because it is a special kind of grind. I'm sure it's excitement at the front end, but you got to find ways to mentally compartmentalize.
Oh, no doubt.
And make sure that you're physically able to sustain throughout the course of these couple of weeks.
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, for me individually, man, my mentality every camp, man, is to really focus in on putting all the pieces together, man. You know what I'm saying? You go through off season to really just kind of, you know, sharpen your own knife and just try to, you know, get those little things that you want to get better at. And then, you know, once camp comes around, you know, you want to try to get, you know, it's all the intangibles that you need, you know, going into the first game to come all together, you know. And, you know, camp, this what better way to do it than doing it out here in this hot sun and, you know, having to be challenged by other great players. So, you know, it all comes together here in camp.
It's fitting that the man called Razorblade is talking about sharpening his knife. What, I guess, with your situation, Rashawn, the fifth-year option decline, you're going into what it amounts to a contract year. What are you looking to prove to this organization and to Titans fans to make sure that they know your commitment to continue to perform at a high level and try and make sure that you have the opportunity to come back here next year?
Oh, no doubt, man. Really, to be honest with you, man, my focus has never changed, even from the first year, the second year, the third year. You know, my focus is not so much about individual accolades. It's always been about, you know, winning rings. That's all I care about, to be honest with you. I mean, even when I was going through Alabama, you know, those things that I have learned from there have always been that, you know, when you apply yourself and try to, you know, be the best player that you can for the team, all of the other stuff comes into play, man. Regardless of the 50 option, regardless of the money, regardless of everything else, everything will come together all at the end. And that's exactly what it did for me in my fourth year when I was at Alabama. So I'm approaching the same way this year.
100%. Yeah. I mean, and that's you know, that I guess most people, we don't go through the life of a professional athlete. We don't know what goes into the kind of grind that we're talking about with camp and the season and situations like we're talking about with contracts and extensions and things of that nature. That you talk about learning that at Alabama. Alabama, it makes rings almost seem routine.
Exactly.
So one would assume coming out that, no, there's it would almost be more difficult to go from Alabama to the pros because winning at Alabama, it's not a given. You guys have to go through the process that Coach Saban puts in place for you. But to come to the pros is an entirely different situation because winning in the pros is certainly not a given in that regard.
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, just, you know, even with this game in general, man, I love every bit of it. I love the fact that, you know, I faced my challenges. I faced, you know, some of the things that I faced over the past years of playing here. And it's made me the player that I am today. And, you know, just from all of the years that are stacking up even to now, you know what I'm saying, it just gives me even more bigger mentality. And I've even learned to even fall even more in love with the game each and every year, man, because I even learn more and more about myself as I go through these years, man. And, you know, I'm really, really excited for this year, man. We got some really good guys on our team. You know, we got a really good atmosphere, man, from what I've seen so far. So, I mean, I really, really, really am excited about this season.
Titans inside linebacker Rashawn Evans here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So you just come off the practice field. Tell us what practice has been like the past couple days.
Oh, it's been fun, man. That's the biggest thing, man. You got to go into camp, man, knowing that, you know, even though it's going to be work, it's going to be a grind, you got to be able to also have fun, man.
Yeah.
Just always understand that it is football. At the end of the day, nothing changes. The yardage never changes. You know, those lines never change. Those numbers never change. It's always going to be about football. And once you approach it with that type of mindset, man, you have fun out there. And that's how you really get better.
What's the process been like getting to know some of your new teammates? I know there's new teammates every year in the league, but this defense does look substantially different from the unit that you guys were a year ago. Who's kind of stood out to you so far, whether it's been in meetings or in these few practices that you've had the offseason? Who's kind of impressed you with the way that they've approached this?
I mean, to be honest with you, man, I've been so I've been so focused on myself, man. I hadn't even been worried about anybody else, man. I've really been focused on my game, but just as a whole, man, I mean, as a team, I mean, I love the energy. I love the chemistry that, you know, we're trying to build during this camp. This is really where you make your team at, man. This is where you kind of develop your identity, you know, either as an offense or a defense. And, you know, these guys that we got out here, man, you know, from what I've seen, they love to work. And, you know, we can continue that, you know, throughout the year. You know, good things will definitely happen.
What do you want the identity, and what do you guys as a unit want the identity of this defense to be?
Oh, man, to be honest with you, I feel like our defense is all about toughness, man. I mean, that's the biggest thing that we feed off of is our toughness. You know, regardless if we got the best players, regardless if we got the smartest players, regardless if we got the most athletic players, we don't care. You know, it's always going to be about effort and finish. It's always going to be about, you know, technique and fundamentals, things that Braves talk about. You know, it's always going to be about those things. But I feel like the number one thing for me is toughness, man. You know, having that mentality going into every game that, you know, we're going to give as much as we got and then, you know, let the cards fall where they may. And everything else after that, you know, it's going to do what we got to do.
So it was a totally different world last year. We were not able to do things like in-person interviews, even though,
totally different.
You know, we got 10 feet between us, maintaining the social distancing for everybody listening at home. But what in the previous years before COVID kind of changed what last year looked like, what did you take for granted pre-COVID that now you're happy to have back and happy to have back as a part of your process that COVID didn't allow you to have?
I mean, I would be like, man, really just stuff like this, man. This interaction that we have.
Oh, man, you got to flatter me like that.
I got to flatter you. You know what I'm saying? We on radio. I might as well. But, yeah, it's the interaction between us, and then it's the interaction between the fans, man.
Yeah.
You know, that energy that you get when you walk into that stadium, and then you see those flames come up, you see that smoke come out when you come out that tunnel. I mean,
to see people on the other side of the flames and smoke instead of nobody out there.
It was the weirdest thing. I'm literally hearing, you know, some of the things that the other team are saying, and we're right across the field.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then we'll make a play, big play, and you can hear other teams, you can hear everybody else is talking on the other side. But, you know, those things like that, man, it's the little things that I feel like that we missed from that 2020 season.
Oh, my God. It felt like a totally different world.
Totally different
world. And, you know, media, all we do is go up in the press box, we sit, we watch the game, and then we come bother you afterwards.
Yeah.
It still felt like a totally different world walking in there and having the life almost sucked out of the environment.
Yeah.
Everybody gets up to game day.
Exactly.
We get up for game day.
Exactly.
You guys get up for game day. And it wasn't like that last year.
Oh, it wasn't at all, man. And, you know, things like that with the fans, the energy from the fans, they help you get – further on in the playoffs. Yeah. And, you know, I can never, you know, undervalue that. You know, I can never, you know, say that the fans don't play a really big part in the games that we win, because they do. You know, giving our energy and trying to cause as much havoc for that offense when we're out there on defense, you know, that's the biggest thing, too.
No question about it. Rashawn Evans, Titans linebacker, here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So we'll let you go on this one, Rashawn, because you're focused on individual improvement, and the team unit success will follow afterwards. I know you're working on all elements of your game, but from last year to this year, is there a specific area where you're looking to evolve or take the next step to be able to build upon what you guys were or maybe were not able to do a year ago?
I mean, to be honest with you, man, I think at all aspects I want to improve on. I mean, it's whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as even from last year, I take some of the good things that I did and even get better at that. And some of the things that I haven't done as good, you know, I try to get better at that as well. So, you know, for me as a player, man, I think that, you know, once you're going into this fourth year, you know, I you know, really can truly consider myself a vet now, you know what I'm saying, a leader.
Is that weird for you?
Yeah, it's weird, you know. I mean, the time has flew. So,
yeah, that's crazy.
You know, I consider myself a leader on this team, man. So, you know, all I've really been trying to do is not only by developing my, you know, my game even more, but also, you know, if I could even provide, you know, some leadership to some of these younger guys coming up, you know, let them learn about some of the things I've went through, let them learn about how to approach a game and some of the things that you should do and shouldn't do. So, I mean, just overall, man, I just want to try to bring it all together, make it all complete, so that, you know, when they see me out there on the field, it'll be definitely undeniable.
Well, and we're happy to see you back out there, and happy to see Jayon back out there with you, because you guys have a totally different, well, everybody, you have chemistry with everybody on this team, but you guys seem to really vibe.
Oh, no doubt, man. Even from, you know, when I first came in, Jan, you know, we have developed a really good chemistry. You know, when you play a lot of games with a guy, man, you just know, things just happen a little differently.
Sure.
So, you know, having Jan back is been amazing, man. I'm glad that he's able to, you know, be as healthy as he's been and being able to, you know, come out here and practice and us get back, you know, to what we used to do.
Man, Rashawn Evans, appreciate you hanging out with us. Yeah, you go cool off. Go get out of the sun. You've had a day. I'm sure you guys got a lot more work to do, but we appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate you for having me.
Rashawn Evans, Titans linebacker, kind enough to give us some of his time here on 104.5 The Zone. I mean, it's going to continue to be a conversation as the season wears on, you know, how this defense works together, as you heard Rashawn describing, how they find that chemistry amongst one another, given the situation that they were in last year, where communication continues to be discussed as one of the issues a year ago. Rashawn Evans is going to be a big part of that. Jayon Brown is going to be a massive part of that. Those two dudes working in conjunction with one another have the ability to legitimately affect the game. Lucas, I want to go back to that Cosell clip just for people who didn't hear it earlier in the show, and then I think we have some callers who are waiting to jump in on the conversation. 615-737-1045. John will lead us off here in just a second. But Lucas, if we could go through what Cosell said about Rashawn Evans for people who are comparing him to dudes in his draft class, Darius Leonard, Fred Warner, linebackers who just got paid.
He's used differently. And again, this is how coaches choose to use him. You have to remember, Rashawn Evans went to Alabama as a pass rusher.
Yes.
And he made the transition to linebacker. So when he played at Alabama, you saw the athletic ability. It jumped off the film. But he was used as a pass rusher by Alabama. And they do that with a lot of linebackers that they feel can rush the quarterback. So he came to Tennessee. And, yes, in their base defense, he's a stacked backer. But as you know, Buck, when they go to their sub fronts, particularly dime, and we'll see if they continue to do that. But when they play dime under Dean Pease, Evans was essentially used as a pass rusher, which is not really the way Warner and Leonard are used. Now, will they blitz on occasion? Of course, every linebacker blitzes on occasion. But Evans has predominantly been used as a pass rusher in the sub-dime defense. So he is used much differently. So you're not really comparing apples to apples when you look at Evans. Now, you can make the point that Evans is not an impactful, dominant player as of this point in his career, but I don't think the comparison is strictly a fair one.
Greg Cosell on last week's episode of The Install. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is that you get your podcast. Titans head coach Mike Vrabel is at the podium right now. We will bring you that coverage. Or excuse me, Derrick Henry is up at the podium right now. Been a while since Titans fans have had the opportunity to listen to him. We go live to that presser.
Eden. just doing all the things I can do to help this team and be ready for the season. But, you know, it starts out here every day in the film room and meetings and then translating to the field. I'm just trying to get better.
Yeah, we continue this season and you come out here and you work hard. 6 years, as you said, what is it that motivates you to keep going like this?
Yeah, I think just wanting to get better. I think never being complacent, just staying hungry. Love coming to work, love coming to compete, being with your teammates, being with the team, and you know, just coming out here, getting better every day. I think that's what it is for me. And you know, it's just always been the mindset. Just elevate my game anywhere I can. Each and every day I step on the field and, you know, be in meetings.
How much does having your daughter kind of reinforce that or shift your mindset, so to speak?
Yeah, that's just my motivation. My little tornado is what we call her. And yeah, so, you know, definitely do it for her. And, you know, that's all the motivation I need is, you know, have my little one looking at her and, you know, coming out here just so I can come out here and, you know, work hard and get home to her. She's everything to me.
Eric, do you allow yourself to think about being the first guy ever to rush for back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons?
No, I don't get caught up in that. I just focus on me getting better. I don't know, I just said it a lot, but yeah, that's all I focus on. Just being better every day. Working hard, putting in the work, competing, and that's all you can do. And then let everything else take care of itself.
So does the 17th game in the regular season feel like it's going to be a lot of extra work? Do you think you'll notice it when it arrives? Have you thought about it much that way?
No, not really. Just excited football is back and happy to be back with my teammates, be back with my team and be out here competing. I never really thought about the 17 game. It's just another game that we got to go out there and try to win.
Sorry, there's a segment of the population that evaluates quarterbacks that looks at Ryan and seems to hold you against him. Well, he's got this phenomenal running back. It makes his life easy. I imagine you don't find that very fair.
Ryan, you know, his play speaks for itself and the impact that he has on his team. I think we all know that. I think you guys know that. And, you know, it's all need to be said. I mean, people can have opinions and say anything, but his body of work speaks for itself.
How much maybe the culture, the expectations changed from when you first came in the league? You obviously been through, you've seen a lot of coaches, players come and go. What's it like when you enter a season now? What's the mindset compared to maybe when you first got here?
I just think that, you know, John Robinson and, you know, Coach Vrabel have had a vision on what they want this team to be like and what it wants to be built on and, you know, what kind of culture they want to have around here. And, you know, they have guys around here that believe in it, our leaders and our players, and try to go out there and do that each and every day and practice in the meetings and on game day. And, you know, that's all we try to do is, you know, keep that same culture, work hard, and have effort and finish each and every day that we come out here on this practice field and play football.
With everyone back and healthy and the addition of Julio, have you ever started a training camp more confident in the offense?
You know, it's always great to have everyone healthy. You know, gotta make sure everybody's just taking care of their bodies each day after practice, and, you know, make sure we're coming out here ready to get better. But, you know, when you have everybody healthy, you know, that's always good. And, you know, you're able to compete every day, get better every day, and, you know, get prepared for the season.
What are your expectations for this group?
No expectations. Just come ready to work each and every day on all three phases. And, you know, offense, defense, compete, make each other better, and, you know, just get ready to go. But no expectations, just getting better.
When Mike started to limit you as much as he does in training camp, and you used to it now, you come in expecting to spend time in the sand pit or on the elliptical or whatever it is a given day?
Yeah, I'm just prepared for whatever. You know, I appreciate Coach taking care of me. But at the same time, you know, whenever, you know, I'm out over there conditioning, just got to work. You know, just Coach making sure my body is ready for the season. And, you know, whenever it's time to work, I'm ready to work. Whatever I got to do, whatever the team wants me to do, I got to go do it.
How much gets made of the workload and the number of carries, and you said take care of your body. I mean, do you feel confident that the work you, the routine that you've developed, is going to sustain again for another year and allow you to keep doing what no other running back is?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So keep doing what I've always done to help me get to where I am.
How much do you keep the Ravens game kind of over your head as far as motivation? Maybe not just the fact that you guys didn't come through, but also the way that they somewhat stopped you in that game. How much does that motivate you in this season, in this offseason?
I always heard a quote, you're only as good as your last game. That's the last game I played. So I think that's pretty much.
You say you don't think about a second 2000 season, but how much did people bring up 2,000 yards to you over the offseason? And did you enjoy that, or did you get tired of it at a point? Or?
I mean, nobody really brought it up to me. Just saying, they get motivated just by people I talk to that I know by me working, staying hungry. We're not really worried about, 2,000 yards again. Just focus on me getting better. That's always been my focus. Always be my focus.
You guys have a lot of new faces on both sides of the ball and a new offensive play caller. What are you all doing to make sure that everyone gets on the same page and is working as one unit?
Just coming out here, competing, having a growth mindset, playing fast, making each other better. That's all you can do right now is training camp. You're working to put everything together and taking it day by day.
Derek, you mentioned if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you continue to do the same thing you have, training camp routine. But how do you manage the expectations as they continue to grow more, as more and more is expected of you, especially coming off the last 2 years?
Yeah, I don't think you worry about the expectation. I think you just put in the work. You just work hard and continue to do what you do. And go out there and try to make it pay off, but don't worry about the expectations. Just put the work in, and then everything will fall where it's supposed to.
That being said, your coach was up here yesterday talking about how it was his job and the coach's job to raise expectations for this team. So why is that a good thing?
That's just pushing us to be better every day, holding us to a standard, and us wanting to be better, knowing that they're gonna push us to our limits, and I just, them being coaches and us being players and coming out here, getting better, trying to live up to, what coach preaches about, and that's all we can do.
Derek, what have you seen out of Darrington, and how have you seen him grow in the past year? What kind of role do you think he'll have this year?
Just focus on getting better every day, and trying to work hard each and every day. This training camp, man, we just competing, trying to get better, trying to learn, trying to grow as a player. And that's what he's been doing, and continue to do that every day during training camp.
What does Brian Hill, a guy you guys signed this offseason, what does he bring to your room, and how could he maybe help alleviate some of your workload, Brian Hill?
Like I said, it's training camp. I don't know about all the other stuff, but he's here to work, take advantage of his reps, make plays, and compete and get better every day. So each and every day, that's what we're going to do as players.
Do you respect all the attention that your off-season workout videos have gotten? And do you enjoy all the feedback that you get from some of those videos that come out?
I'm just working. It can get crazy at times, but I'm really just working out, man. And, people always ask me, send them workouts. So I post them, so you ain't got no excuse not to work out. So it's right there on Instagram. So whatever you see me do, you get implemented into your workout and get better. So,
Derek, your focus is always on working hard and getting better. Do you think that kind of that mindset is permeated on down from you and Ryan to the rest of the team?
I just that's just what I believe in. I'm sure our team believes in it as well. You work hard. Everything will work out the way it's supposed to, but you just got to put the work in each and every day and want to get better, have that mindset of getting better, putting in the work in. Know it's not going to be easy. Know it's going to be some adversity, but as long as you, strive and want to continue to get better, then, everything will work out the way you want it to.
Do you feel like the guys want that just as much as you do?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can see where we compete every day. Every day it's not going to be, what we want it to be. It's going to be good days, going to be bad days, but as long as you keep that mindset of working hard and getting better, then, you know, everything will work out.
You talked about being old, you know, 6 years in the league. Yeah. Do you start to think about what's your legacy going to be? What's your chance to make history? What's your chance to make a permanent mark in this league?
I'm just going to enjoy these days day by day, not try to get too ahead of myself. Just try to go day by day, man, and enjoy it while it's here and keep working and, you know, take advantage of my opportunities.
Those workout videos, they are, what you do is unique, whether it's the chains, resistant bands, mm-hmm. whatever. How do you come about arriving upon those as things to do?
It's really my trainer, Melvin, man. He come out with these different workouts, and he usually does them before I do, and I be like, man, I want to try that and see if I can do it. And usually I'm able to do it. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes there's bloopers that y'all don't see, but I don't want to put that out. But yeah, man, just trying to implement anything I can to help me get better. And that's all he wants to do for me, and that's all I want to do. Anything I can get better, working out, on the field, running hills, anything possible.
Can you describe one thing you couldn't do?
No, I'm not going.
Say it again?
I said, did he ever hit you with something that you were like, I ain't doing that.
Yes, doing that, standing on his head and doing a flip. I'm like, I'm not doing all that. I ain't gonna get ready for karate or Avengers movie. I'm just trying to get ready for football. But, yeah, it's been crazy.
Thanks very much, Derek. Good to see you.
Titans running back Derrick Henry at the podium right now, wrapping up there. He said about the workout videos. Sometimes there's bloopers that we don't get to see, but he doesn't put them out there. I thought that was pretty funny.
He also said they're welcome for anybody else to try. I don't know about that.
Hard pass. Maybe, you know, maybe if we reach Will Compton's weight goal for me, maybe I'll consider doing some Derrick Henry workouts.
Most of those are like a safety hazard for regular people.
I think they're a safety hazard for everybody. But, you know, when you've got an athlete like that, that his trainer has to work out, you tend to experiment a little more to see how many different ways you can push this guy. Regardless, we will come back. We will have Mike Vrabel's press conference for you as well. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone. Back here live at Titans training camp, 104.5 The Zone. Head coach Mike Vrabel is at the podium right now, so we'll go to it live.
Sometimes, so, you know, we have to deal with whatever it is. It'll be hot here. You know, we've played real hot games in September. But it's training camp. I would imagine that it's going to be hot pretty much everywhere around the league. One at a time, one at a time now. Come on.
In the evaluation of the kickers, how much of piece of the pie is just those five snaps they get every time out here? And then how much is the early stages of the operation, I guess, taken into account with some of their kicks?
Well, I mean, I think that they track kicks. We track, obviously, the kicks that are in the team periods, and then those kicks that go on with Auk and some of their work off on the side. But I do think that that's a big piece of it, is when, you know, the whole team's there and they have to go out there and, you know, execute, you know, with a rush or half a rush or whatever it may be. Wasn't much today, but I would say that's critical. And I think the consistency of it is always something that we probably look at as well.
So is this a discouraging day when they both go 3 for 5 on that
one? Well, I mean, I think that they had plenty of company. You know, I think that they had plenty of company throughout the team. So I think that was you know, we're going to have to come back and be much more consistent. But, yeah, you know, I mean, we have to make them. You know, that's how you're evaluated, is whether you make them or not. And, you know, like you said, we were 60% as a group today.
How are you guys utilizing sports science, especially on a day like today, as far as the monitors and those different things?
I'm sorry?
Sports science. Like, you guys, I noticed they're not pulling them out at the end of practice like they did before. Are you guys still utilizing this?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Any expansion upon like what you're doing?
We track high speed movements, speed, miles per hour, over 12 miles per hour. You know, we're not going to track Kern as he walks around the field. I don't think that's too taxing, but I think if you get to a certain threshold, you know, we really focus on that. So that's wide receivers, DBs, when those numbers, those high speed numbers start to get, you know, high in volume, then we'll have to, you know, monitor guys. But I mean, the second day, I think that, you know, we've been okay with that, and obviously, you know, focused on hydration and recovery and all that stuff that goes into it.
Why did you think today was a discouraging day for the team?
Well, I mean, I felt like we came out yesterday, and really for the first day, I thought it was real positive. I thought we competed. I thought we stayed up. We didn't have any, quarterback center exchange, all those little things. We were jumping off sides. We were, you know, it looked like the operation was pretty clean. The execution wasn't great. I mean, we threw an interception. We had some other bad decisions that probably could have been intercepted. We got, you know, wide receivers were better than the DBs in one-on-ones. You know, all that stuff happened, but I felt it was much cleaner, and today wasn't quite as we were going to be the team that was playing bad football today, and it was going to be, you know, a struggle and a grind as opposed to, you know, not making mistakes and giving people opportunities. Today we would have given them a lot of opportunities.
Eric Frazier's job work, we've not seen somebody with a title like that maybe would roam from room to room, or does he have separate meetings? How do you ask him to go about his day out here and inside?
Well, predominantly he's with the wide receivers. You know, he's predominantly with the wide receivers, and he's done he works, you know, I think he's done a great job so far with the returners, everything that we've asked him to do. I've asked him and Kalen to be a part of the special teams to add that understanding to what they're doing. But Eric has come in and, you know, really done a nice job. And, you know, he will predominantly be responsible for the breakdown and coordinating that with Haas, Jason Hotelling, and Kalen Butler. So they'll handle the breakdown, and Eric will be in charge of, you know, delegating that. You know, and then I think predominantly be with the wide receivers and just wanted to give it the option to, you know, build and grow, you know, as an offensive assistant coach.
Where is it for him to get a good blocking tight end out of college these days? I wonder how Tommy Hudson stacks up in that regard.
Well, I think if you look back historically, the numbers with those tight ends have decreased, you know, where they're, you know, 10 or 11 of them, I don't even know, are getting drafted, whatever the average is. You know, there's just, you know, you only have so much to choose from when you're talking about the draft and player acquisition. You know, and Tommy improved over the course of last year on the practice squad. And, you know, I would say that he's doing things that are going to, you know, help him and get him noticed and help him in that role. So those are all positive steps.
You got a lot of guys in the competition for the right tackle job. What will you look for in making that decision? How much patience do you think you'll need to have?
Well, I mean, I think Ty will have an opportunity to compete for that as far as looking for patience. You know, he's working through, and he'll be out there, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later or whenever he's ready. So he'll have an opportunity to compete. But at the end of the day, looking for guys that, you know, block their guys, stay on their feet, you know, can be proficient if we run to them, if we run away from them, you know, and then obviously their ability to protect the quarterback.
From Kendall so far?
I'm sorry?
From Kendall Lamb, what have you seen from him since he's been here?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been, you know, been a pro. He's locked in. He's been here. He's, you know, he's competing. You know, we've just had 2 days here and, you know, didn't do much in the spring. So, again, I can't really evaluate his performance in the spring, but, you know, continue to see and, you know, understand how we do things and, you know, maybe a little different than what he had in Houston or Cleveland. Every place is different. But, you know, enjoy his attitude. I think he communicates and obviously he's, you know, been out there trying to compete for that spot.
Derek mentioned his offseason workouts, how creative he gets, how hard he works. How much easier, how much of a job does it help you as a coach having not only a star player like that come into training camp ready to go, but how much does it also set the example for everyone else from day one?
You know, I think that's always been something that I've always admired from Derek is obviously his work ethic and how he maintains his routine, his workout routine, his lifting routine, his conditioning team routine throughout the season. You know, he's in there Friday. As soon as practice is over, he's in there on Friday, you know, doing whatever he needs to do to get himself mentally and physically prepared for the game. And he understands that. And I've always said that he's doing all these things in the off season to prepare himself for training camp and the season. You know, and that's what pro, you know, football players are supposed to be doing.
Michael, Mike, you guys used Chris Jackson last year, kind of thrust into the situation early on, had a setback with getting COVID in the middle of the year. But he's out there making some plays in an DB. How excited are you when you see his level of competition, and perhaps maybe is he getting better from year 1 to year 2?
Yeah, I think he has gotten better. You know, I think he's also gotten stronger. He's added weight. He's put some weight on. And he does. He does play with great effort. He's a willing learner. He's a very good learner. So, from that standpoint, he's able to process the information. He's played multiple spots for us, and so he is. He's out there competing. And again, he's had a couple good days. And you know, just got to start stacking them together, and you know, making sure that he continues to keep his weight up here as we go through training camp. You know, so that was something that we made a focus on the off season, and he did that. Came back at 194 pounds, and you know, this would be an important time to be able to continue that, you know, that weight and strength.
What is it that allows a guy like Breon Borders to stick around, and also from your perspective, how has he done the first couple of days of camp?
But I mean, it's never perfect, but again, I love Breon's competitiveness. I love his attitude, his willingness to learn and work and to compete. You know, he probably started 5 or 6 games for us last year. And he does, you know, does it like we coach it, certainly enjoy having him in here every day and learning. You know, he's one of those guys that come into the building ready to go, and he's got a level of toughness to him and a competitive spirit that we like.
What made you want to match him up with Racy McMath at the end of a 1-on-1?
I mean, just, you know, I don't really have a particular reason. I wanted to kind of see how they would respond. I wanted to see, you know, what Racy would do. And you know, Breon was having a good day, and you know, wanted to, you know, keep put him in there for another rep.
Kizer looked like he had an extended look today. How did he respond? And is that something you're just gonna kind of flip daily?
Yeah, that's gonna rotate daily. You know, that's gonna rotate daily as it relates to the backup quarterback position. You know, making sure that those guys are getting equal reps and then equal opportunity with each group. You know, that one group would be with the twos and. You know, one group would be with the threes and then rotate that each day. So try to evaluate that. And, you know, again, it's tough sometimes because the looks aren't great and, you know, or the protection, or we're down a couple guys. And I think that's also part of their evaluation is how they respond to that and how they get that group that they're working with to get lined up in the right spot, to do what they are supposed to be doing, that leadership role and making sure that those guys maybe perform better than what they had been. Thank you.
Titans head coach Mike Vrabel at the podium live from St. Thomas Sports Park. We'll come back and react to everything that we just heard and what we learned from Titans training camp day 2. I'm Buck Rising. This is 104.5 The Zone.